Well, welcome to week two in our August meditation series. And so this topic for today is called deep speaking, which I think on the surface maybe sounds a little odd to talk about speaking in conjunction with meditation, but as we'll find today together, they go hand in hand very, very nicely. So last week, just as a recap, we talked about deep listening, about this process of sort of sitting down, opening up our ears and listening inside without any attempt to understand or explain or create reasoning behind what it is we experience or hear. Today, we're not talking about talking, which I think most of us do exceptionally well all day, every day, without much thought around it. Rather, we're talking about something called deep speaking, which is deeply entwined within deep listening and cannot happen without deep listening as the precursor to it. Okay? So deep speaking is the experience of listening without any sense of I know, I believe, I already understand, or I have previously said. It's shedding all of those precursors and listening as if you had never heard before and had no idea what was true and not true. Completely open ears. And from that place, then engaging in conversation. And you can imagine that that's really a completely different experience than most of us have in conversation. I am behind the times, but I'm reading Brené Brown's most recent book, Braving the Wilderness. And there's an entire chapter on there, excuse my language, it's titled Truth and Bullshit. And the thing I find most interesting about it is that she really reminded me that BS is not necessarily lying. Not necessarily, right? It could be, but it's not necessarily. More often than not, it occurs when we feel compelled to speak about something we don't really know much about. And the first thing we do is think, who do I know that's really similar to me that has said something smart about this that I can copy? Right? Maybe they look like me, or they think like me, or they vote like me, or we go to the same church, and I heard them say something, so let me just take that position and run with it. Versus saying, gosh, I don't really know much about this issue. Tell me your thoughts on it. Right? So I read that and I thought, huh, I don't know that I've ever actually said that, right? Have you ever said, oh, I don't know that much about that issue, tell me more? No, you're like, gun control. Let me tell you what I think about gun control, right? We like jump in with both feet instantly. And so this practice of deep speaking is saying, let me not assume a position. Let me not grab hold of a story and go from there. But let me start from complete and utter ground zero. So as a yoga teacher and a meditation teacher, there are many trainings you go through. And in all of these trainings, I mean, literally bar none, we would have these very deep practices, whether they were yoga or meditation. And without fail, you would finish the practice, open your eyes, and the teacher would say, please find a partner. And now we're going to spend 5 minutes discussing what you experienced. And I hate those words more than any other words in the English language is find a partner, let's spend 5 minutes talking about your experience. Because you just had this really deep experience that doesn't easily have words to it. Maybe it doesn't make sense or you're not sure you want to share it with anybody yet. And somebody's telling you, go talk about it. And for a really long time, I resisted it because I felt like, well, I'm not going to say anything that's tidy. I haven't had time to wrap my thoughts around it. I'm not sure if it feels, you know, good and yogic enough. And as we practice, what I'm seeing is this deep speaking is not putting a bow on it. It's not making sure that we're the politest and most correct and the most whatever box you're placing yourself in, but it's speaking from a place of authenticity and integrity. even if that means it's messy or confusing or doesn't make sense. So Mark Nepo, who I quote very often in this class, he's a poet, a philosopher, and he writes that speaking deeply has something to do with letting things pass through our heart as they are. Speaking deeply has something to do with letting things pass through our heart as they are. This is how deep speaking comes from meditation, because that is our meditation practice. Every single time we sit down and close our eyes and start to pay attention to our breath, and the windstorm of thought and distraction and experience rises up, what we're learning how to do is to let that pass through us as it is. So when you have the judgy thought about your coworker, you don't say to yourself, oh, don't be judgmental. And you have the moment of irritation about your partner and you try to not be that person, or you feel sleepy and then you berate yourself for falling asleep. There's a million ways that we judge our experience, we make our experience wrong or less than in some way. And what we're practicing in meditation is just letting it pass through without filter, without story, without making it shiny in some way, and instead just letting it be there, listening to it. And then it's from that place that the bell rings, we open our eyes, we move out into the rest of our day with that sense of authenticity, that sense of integrity in conversation. It gives us the awareness to remember to say, I don't know much about that, tell me your experience. Versus, let me layer in everything I believe. I just posted on Instagram, actually, if this catches your attention, you can find it. I was just listening to a podcast by Tara Brach, who is a phenomenal meditation teacher. And she was speaking about listening, and more so she was speaking about listening in restorative justice circles, and how when you feel any sense of guilt or shame or I need to protect, we immediately shut not just our ears but our hearts and start piling a story on top of somebody else's. We miss the opportunity to hear somebody else's story because we're throwing our story on top of it. And so the reminder, she didn't use the word deep speaking, but I felt like that's exactly what she was talking about. The reminder was, don't speak from a place of, I already know. Speak from a place of curiosity, and what would it be like from outside my body and inside your body, or vice versa. So we're gonna practice together today, not speaking. I'm not gonna make you share about your experience, although that would have been really good of me to do. We will just have this process of our meditation. We meditate about 20 minutes here, and it will be letting things pass through our heart as they are. That's it. Even if what passes through your heart is 100,000 random thoughts, we let that be the case. So let's find a comfortable seat. If your legs have already been crossed, you might uncross them and just go the other way, just to make sure everything feels good. There's a lot of phones today.
That sounds like nothing, but I swore I turned.
You want to go check before we start meditating? Thank you, Dana. So, before we start, let's just take a moment to enjoy that, because when we meditate in real life, that is definitely real life. We sit down in the morning and the TV's in the other room, somebody rings the doorbell, your phone is buzzing because you forgot to put it on Do Not Disturb. It's all the things, all the distractions. And that's part of it too, right? That feeling of like, oh shoot, I should have blah, blah, blah before I started. That passes through our heart. That'll be part of our practice. Okay. Find your seat. cross-legged. If you're at home, you might be in a chair, feet on the ground. Hands rest on your lap, palms face down. When you're ready, you can let your eyes drift closed. Always, if it feels better for you, you could just take a soft gaze towards the ground. You don't have to close your eyes. And together as a group here, let's take a nice big inhale in and release a sigh. And we'll do that again, just inhaling and gathering up your day today, whatever it's been. Exhale, nice sigh, softening. And we let our breath go. Just getting to enjoy the simplicity of inhaling and exhaling. Feeling yourself settle here with nothing else to do. Just to be here. To practice letting things move through our heart as they are. As always, we start our practice by silently saying to ourselves, "Now is my time to meditate." Now is my time to meditate. And with that, you feel yourself really settle. Your hips can relax, your thighs. Fully seated. Spine nice and tall so that you feel awake, present. In particular, you might notice the back of your neck, just sort of lengthening the back of the neck. The muscles through the face relax, the forehead, the eyes, the jaw. And the next few breaths right across your shoulders. Feeling your shoulders settle along the back. Maybe a sense of space across your collarbones. And then feeling breath in the center of your chest. Really taking a moment today to imagine that you could breathe directly in and out of your heart. Just cleaning out that passage, making space. The muscles in our belly relax. until we feel ourselves seated right in between being relaxed and being awake. Being relaxed and being awake. And it's right here that we start to feel our breath. Wherever you feel yourself breathing today, maybe inside the nose or the throat, somewhere in the chest, letting your awareness rest right inside that feeling of breath. And you don't have to describe it. You don't have to explain your breath or narrate it to yourself. Feeling of breath is our anchor, reminding us to stay right here. As we move into our period of silence, we'll continue to feel the breath. And everything else that happens, see what it would be like to let it pass through your heart just as it is. If a thought comes up, let it pass through. If a memory comes up, let it pass through. If a plan or an idea arises, let it pass. And with each and everything that passes through us, we gently return to feel the breath. taking a moment here just to deepen that breath, to feel it pass through you. Notice if you're gripping or tightening in any way around your experience. See if you can soften just a little bit here. Let's feel a full breath together. Deep inhale in here. As you exhale, open your mouth, release a sigh. Take your time, maybe wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, just sort of opening yourself back up into the body. When you're ready, you can open your eyes, coming into the room. Taking time just to acknowledge your experience without any labels or judgment around good, bad. And as we move out into the rest of our day, we'll do our best to do so with that authenticity. Thank you guys so much for being here. Namaste.